A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
The Kallang Story, a sports, arts and heritage trail. It was launched on the 12th of May, and here in the studio, Teresa Teo Guttensen, the curator and project manager of Sports, Arts and Heritage Trail, Sports Hub PTD Limited, alongside Mr. Neil Humphreys. Teresa, welcome to Weekend Mornings. Tell me about the trail. It sounds fascinating.
Good morning, Jason. Yes, it is a very exciting trail. I think it's a very unique trail. I don't think there's such a trail in Singapore, not only because it tells the history of Kallang, which I think no such trail has been created before, but because we are featuring also a lot of artworks that are commissioned by Sports Hub, and one of them is the very exciting Merdeka Lions. Mm.
And Neil, you've got a particular soft spot for this.
I think this is trail. A wonderful idea. I mean, because the thing about Kallang, when people think of Kallang, they think of the Kallang Roar. They think of the Singapore Lions. They think of sporting events. And it's very important that they are commemorated, and I see that they are. But I like the fact that there are three trails here. There's the Waterfront Trail, the Stadium Trail, and the Park Trail. Now, if we talk about the kind of the trails around the water first, what I like about this is that people forget that Singapore's history is yes. here. The Orang Laut, the sea people,
yes.
would trade and live along the Kallang River and the Geelang River. And your trails even acknowledge that, don't they? They
yes.
go right back to the very beginnings of Singapore.
Exactly. So there was a map by a Portuguese explorer dated 1604. Mm. And on that map, Tanjung Rhu is already mentioned there. Mm. And when the British arrived, they called it Sandy Point. So Tanjung Rhu was totally different 200 years ago, 500 years ago. But the map is 400 years old. So that makes Kallang one of the oldest place names yep. in Singapore. And not only that, something I like to share, we often forget about the indigenous people, the natives that were here before the British arrived. So looking back at our history, it goes beyond 200 years before Raffles arrived. When he arrived, the Orang Biduanda Kallang, the Orang Laut, as you said, the sea peoples, were already living in the Kallang Basin.
Yep.
Yeah, and I guess the river is named after them or vice versa.
We're with Teresa Teo Guttensen, the curator and project manager of the Sports, Arts and Heritage Trail at the Sports Hub. So tell us about curating the trail and getting the inspiration behind it.
I think maybe the inspiration behind it is the lost landmarks, the lost gems, to rediscover and to bring back history. I think a lot of young people, when they come to the Sports Hub, they're not aware that there's a lot of rich history behind the site itself. They think Sports Hub is new, the National Stadium is new. But before the current National Stadium, we had the former National Stadium, which opened in 1973. And of course, a lot of people have memories of watching football and so on and that in the grand old name of Kallang. But even before that, it was the Kallang Airport. It was called yeah. the Kallang Civil Aerodrome. So before we had Changi Airport, there was the Kallang Airport. And this was in the 1930s.
And one of the most prestigious airports in the world
yes.
at that time.
Yeah, it was called the Miracle, I think, Amelia Earhart when she flew by. By
That's
the way,
right.
she stopped by on her round-the-world flight. And she said, you know, it was a miracle. It was a great airport.
And I'm so glad that you've done this because I make no secret of the fact that it's one of my favourite buildings in Singapore.
Yes.
I wrote about it in one of my books. It's got a wonderful Art Deco
yes.
facade
yes.
shaped like an aeroplane.
Exactly.
And it gets missed frequently because it's beside
yeah.
the Nickel Highway.
Yes.
And of course, now we've got the Sports Hub, which yeah. is a magnificent architectural structure.
Yes,
don't get me
is.
Wrong.
Yes.
But it can be quite overwhelming when
yes.
you've got this beautiful big building here and you've
yes.
got this lovely little gem beside
yes.
it. So I think it's great that
yeah.
you have acknowledged it in these trails.
Oh, of course. There is a bridge called the Overhead Pedestrian
right.
Bridge that links Sports Hub to the Kallang MRT station. And on this bridge, we've got three markers. You can see it on trail number 2, which is called the Stadium Trail. So it also highlights Merdeka Bridge,
yep.
the Kallang Airport, and also a little gem that a lot of people remember, the older people, called Gay World. You know,
I
there was a time when
world.
Kallang was gay.
We were just talking off air about this, the gay world, because
yeah.
I went there in 1999. Mm-hmm. It was one of my first jobs as a rookie reporter, then
oh.
for the Straits Times.
Wow.
And my rather sadistic editor sent me there because he knew it was a Mandarin, very Mandarin Chinese basketball tournament. Even the scores and the team names
was
were
it?
In Mandarin,
wow.
Jason.
Was
wow.
it the Malayan Cup?
It could have been. I genuinely
yeah.
can't remember the basketball tournament. But what was great about it, and it's so sad, and this is why this is so great,
yeah.
when you went into gay world in 1999, yeah. you were stepping back in time. Mm. It was almost like being on a Tim Burton kind of movie yes. set of a fairy world, you know, an adventure theme park of a lost Singapore.
Exactly.
So I think it's great you've got this. And yeah. maybe you should just say you've got three distinct trails.
Yes.
And what are the sort of highlights of each one?
Oh, okay. So we've got the waterfront trail, which tells you about Tanjung Rhu. There was a little island called Pulau Geylang. I think no one knows about that. There was, another gem that was uncovered during the research, which was done by Singapore History Consultants for Sports Hub.
So there was a separate island. There was a little...
Yeah.
Where was it? I'm curious.
Oh, it's, you know, the southern end of the Singapore Indoor Stadium is the only... a facility that exists today
yep.
that was on solid land.
Oh,
everything else was underwater.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so they filled in the land
around
the Singapore.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So the whole Kallang Basin has changed. Singapore's longest river, Kallang River, 10 kilometres, flows into this basin. We have Rochor River, we have Geylang River.
Mm.
And in fact, when they were building an airport, they had to sort of like reclaim the whole area. They rechanneled Geylang River to create this entire airfield or aerodrome.
Well, I've learned something. I did not know about Pulau Geylang.
Yeah.
I didn't know Geylang was a separate island. That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first trail. Then the second trail?
The second trail, of course, is about the Grand Old Dame.
Mm.
So it's a trail that goes around the 100-plus promenade of the National Stadium, so which is good. If it's a rainy day, that's the trail you want to go to. And you can start off with marker number 7, which is the Grand Old Dame of Kallang. If you've never been to the Grand Old Dame, there are beautiful pictures that we have there. We have marker 8, which talks about the birth of the Kallang Roar. So all the stories of all the wonderful events, you know, the Pope was there, the Pop King was there, Michael Jackson, and even Palais was there, of course, you know. So Muhammad Ali and so on. So all of this is featured all on National Day parades. So that's in marker number 8. And then there's in marker number 9, which talks about Hue Xian, which is the fire city. I'm sure you know about the fire city, which is the Kallang Gas Works.
Yeah, yeah, very famous. It's got me so nostalgic because it's so important that we recognise this history.
Yes.
As you say, the millennials growing up, they're not even aware sometimes that there was a stadium before the sports hub.
Exactly.
And I was sitting here this morning, I got a question for both of you actually.
Yes.
Your first Kallang memory. Right? Now, I was hoping mine would be really something like a really rock concert or some big football match. It was Disney on Ice at the Singapore Indoor Stadium. And I didn't even have kids then, right?
Wow.
So it was just my wife. So I thought, okay, what's my second memory? Disney on Ice. We went like
that's
3 times
in a row. That's a very iconic event. I think a lot of people...
There was a very famous Ang Moh who was there for years. He was in his 70s. He'd always come back to Singapore.
Yeah.
And he would greet people in every language imaginable. He was like a 70-year-old white Ang Moh, a Caucasian, would follow Disney on Ice. And my first memory of the Singapore Indoor Stadium was his voice going, Ni hao ma, konnichiwa, you know, salamatatang. And he would do every language imaginable. That was my first memory of Kallang.
Yeah, I guess it's very magical, you know, all these events that take place.
Yeah, with Teresa Teo Guttensen, the curator and project manager of the Sports, Arts and Heritage Trail at Sports Hub. I think my first memory is, you know, pretty standard. It's the old stadium going to see the Singapore national team playing, I think it was against China many years ago. And, and I, of course, wasn't here in the 90s when we saw the Malaysia Cup Classic final that Singapore won in 1994. But I'd heard so much about it. And just to be there and see all that, you know, the concrete steps and all that. In fact, looking back, I think I was actually there previously at the Sevens, the Rugby Sevens, when I was here like 15 plus years ago. I think that was the first experience I had at the stadium. Then it was an international match. So it was around sports.
Yeah, mine was 1998 for sports. Tanjung Pagar United got to the Singapore Cup final. And it was great. It was about 10,000 fans there. And it was great to say that you'd been on the old wooden benches.
Yes.
You know, you'd sat in the real original Kallang.
Yes.
And I think that's another key point. You have reused a lot of those iconic benches, haven't you?
So what happened was when they tore down the former National Stadium, URA kept all the seating planks and they had this program called Rebench. So they invited youths to design the benches, and then the winning designs were made into 14 benches, and we brought back these benches so that people can remember the former National Stadium. And they are, of course, also functional art. People, as they walk along the trail, they can enjoy sitting. You know, I saw a family, I was doing yoga under a tree at the waterfront during lunchtime. I hope my bosses are listening. So it was during lunchtime. And then this family, this wonderful looking family, this young family, papa, mama, with a little kid about 3 years old. They sat on one of the benches, my favorite bench. It's called Rivero. It's shaped like the Kallang Basin. It's got a hole in the middle like a donut. And then it's wavy a bit like the river. And they just sat there with their picnic basket having a picnic. And I was like, I wish I had a camera right now to, you know, take this picture.
That's wonderful. And are these trails, are these benches across all three trails? Or are they more
Yes, okay. They're sprinkled all over the precinct.
Wow, isn't that great?
It's a 3 kilometer trail, so you can enjoy. I think it's quite hard to do all 18 markers in one go, so you can come back, you know, on different days and try each of the different trails. There's just so much. It's just so much rich history of Kallang.
That's the fascinating thing to me, is get a glimpse into what Singapore used to be like, you know, before, you know, 1965, you know, in that kind of period, pre-war period.
Exactly. I think people are aware of, like, you know, we celebrated SG50, so people are fully aware of what has been happening since 1965. Yeah. But you know, like my forefathers, they came, I think my great-great-grandfather came in 1870s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we should explain to the listeners who you're related to, because it's extraordinarily extraordinary.
Yeah. So I'm the great-great-granddaughter of Chiu Ju Chiet. Yeah. So
The Juchiet.
Yeah. I can go to Juchiet Road and say, my Akong's road, you know.
my grandfather's road. Yeah.
My great-great-grandfather's road.
Not many people can say that.
Yeah.
No.
So he's on my paternal side. So my father's mother, my paternal grandmother, Chiu Pu Neo, she's the direct granddaughter of Chiu Ju Chiet. And he's buried today at Bukit Brown.
That's extraordinary. Yeah. I once took my, I'm very ashamed of this, but I once took my mother to Chinatown.
Okay.
And we went down Neil Road. And I told her it was named after me.
Wow.
And she believed me. And I felt so bad. I had to tell her it's not true.
No. As long as she's happy. Oh, I'll tell you a funny story. I was in Hong Kong and my father and my mother came to visit me. And I took them around town, you know. And then my father said, so, where is Chinatown? Can you bring me to Chinatown? And I said, Dad, the whole of Hong Kong is Chinatown.
We're in Chinatown. But in Hong Kong, there's also, I sound like I'm plugging myself, every time somebody goes to Hong Kong, they send me a photograph of it's Humphreys Road or Humphreys. There's a big Humphreys Street in Hong Kong. That's not named after me either.
By the way, the supermarket Jason's has got nothing to do with me.
Oh,
nothing to do with me.
Sure?
I wish it did. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be working here on Money FM.
But I just want to say briefly on this Kallang story, there's an added bonus for people listening now. Apart from the three wonderful trails, I like the way you've incorporated the old with the new, the heritage with the modern.
Yeah.
There's one key aspect, one very famous family of Kallang that you've forgotten or you haven't mentioned.
Oh, dear.
Do you know who it is?
I don't know.
The Otter family.
No. We didn't forget them.
Oh,
we didn't forget them. So if you look at the trail, we've got ABC Waters markers. You know what is ABC,
right? Yes, we do. The Clean Waters Program.
Yeah, Active, Beautiful and Clean, which is a program under PUB. So we've got these markers. And actually, these were the first markers to go up. I'm an environmentalist. So for me, it's very important to highlight the natural heritage of Singapore. Mm. So when we talk about heritage, people forget that natural heritage is as important, if not more important, because it has to do with, you know, nature and the survival of us human beings, right?
Of course, yeah.
So our natural heritage. So what Sports Hub has done is we have built a 200-meter wetland.
Brilliant.
Okay, which the funny thing is when I tell people, you know, the wetland is at our waterfront, and go, where is it? I go, you know, you go to the waterfront, it's right there, it's 200 meters. And you go, where is it? And I said, you know, it's the place where they have grass and bushes growing in the water. And they go, so that's the sad part. They don't know what's a wetland habitat.
But that's often where the otters are found.
Yes.
I always tell visitors, if you want to see the otters, the family of otters, around Kallang is one of the best places.
Yeah. So, yes, the otters do come. They, in fact, visit our beach volleyball court. Sometimes they forget to book the court, even though it's free. Yeah, they enjoy the sand there.
They show their IC.
Yeah. But they are, as you said, they are indigenous, they are native.
Exactly.
They predate our independence, they're coming back, they are native animals.
Exactly.
They are our orang laut. Yeah. Well, they're not people, but they are native.
So imagine Kallang 200, 700 years ago, the entire basin was sand, mudflats, mangrove forests.
Correct.
And of course, all of these are gone. So although we can't bring them back, but at least there's a stretch of wetland there and we've got dragonflies visiting them. we've got birds on their way south resting. We've got like native wildlife, for example, our water monitor lizards. Yep. We've got white-bellied sea eagle in the skies. We've got some of the egrets there in the water. Mm. So there is wildlife in Kallang Basin. So we're glad we have this little wetland to sort of highlight our natural heritage. And speaking of natural heritage, I have to mention we also have a grove of rue trees. Have you heard of the Pokok Rue?
No.
No.
Ooh. The Pokok Rue is what Tanjung Rue is named after.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah.
Very appropriate.
And, yeah. And Pokok Rue, I remember when I was a kid, we went to the beach where my uncle rented a chalet. Remember those government chalets?
Yes. Of course, yeah.
Yeah. And there were thousands and hundreds of horseshoe crabs on the beach.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we have a lot of biodiversity loss in Singapore. We've lost a lot of our native wildlife. And the horseshoe crabs, unfortunately, are also dwindling because a lot of our mangrove forests are gone. But I remember as a kid, that was the greatest impression I had of Kallang and Tanjung Rhu. And the Rhu trees, they actually have a purpose. They have an ecological role. They hold the sand and so on. And they are actually come from a very ancient lineage of trees. And they have needles. They don't have leaves.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and they have little fruits, little cones that look like mini durians.
Yeah, so these trees have been
planted? Like them
Yeah. No, they are there at Arena Park. I think they were there from the time when, you know, they were doing all the construction and so on. And it, actually, if you go along Kallang River, near the tennis court, you can see groves of the rue trees. So when you look at them, you can think of the history of Singapore and the beaches that we had. Of course, a lot of our shoreline is gone, our original shoreline. But we do have very rich heritage.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Teresa, we're just about out of time with this segment, but sure. I want to let everyone know how they can find out more about the Kallang Story, a sports, arts and heritage trail.
Oh, okay. We've produced a beautiful booklet, 88-page with pictures and the story of Kallang. It's all there. You can download this booklet very soon from on our website. But we think you should come down and walk this trail and enjoy this trail. Bring your family, bring your friends. A lot of teachers have shown interest to bring their students. Do come down to our visitor centre. We do have a Singapore Sports Museum. It's an indoor museum about sports.
I've been there. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. And at the visitor centre, you can pick up the trail map and then walk the trail, enjoy the trail, do the discovery, find out where the lost time capsule is.
Wonderful. So just head down to the visitor centre at the Sports Hub.
Yes, at the Singapore Sports Hub. Just take the train, get out at stadium,
so
exit
convenient.
A.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Teresa Teo Guttensen, the curator and project manager of the Sports, Arts and Heritage Trail. Here with Neil Humphreys. Got to check it out. Sounds fascinating.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Neil. It's been a great thing for me to leave this as a legacy for Singapore.
And feel free to name something after me and Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
You have half of Singapore named after your family. So.
I will make a new artwork with both your faces on it and we can stick it
somewhere.
But I need to get permission from my bosses first.
All right. We'll get back to us on that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.